This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I'll say this. I never set out to have my broadcast be gonzo journalism where, like Hunter S. Thompson, you're the source of the story. But so often, if you go out and you get involved in the media and you go and really engage in real journalistic activity, you do become a story. And it is surreal to see the president, current president, Hillary, the big candidate at the time, and foreign world leaders, you name it, say Alex Jones is dangerous. And they were on NPR this morning. I heard it. I said, let's see what they're doing. I tune to it, and they're talking about me because everybody's calling me saying it's just every hour almost. National Public Radio. You go to their website. We searched it this morning. There's like 10 different stories the last 2 days attacking me. And it's all lies and twisted disinfo. And family members are calling and saying, how are you taking it? Is it okay? It's like, yeah, they're a bunch of traitors. They're a bunch of scum. They've been caught lying. I mean, they're implying there's no sexual abuse of children in America happening, that, you know, that we're making up the pedophile island and Bill Clinton. Because they say all of it's made up with this big distraction. So, Roger, again, thank you for all the great work you're doing. In the 4 minutes we have left, how should we respond to this? I mean, because, I mean, I agree, they're hysterical, it's pathetic, they're doing more of what already made them fail, so then what does that say about them? The Democratic operatives admit they're floundering, they say their party's dying, what's really going on?
Well, Alex, the answer is to the ramparts. I mean, we need to wage an all-out fight against censorship. This is like the blacklist that was created in the 1950s that prevented artists and others from working in Hollywood because of their politics. And the left went crazy when that happened. We still hear about it. But now they have a blacklist, and they want to abridge our free speech because people are hearing it, and that's what disturbs them. They've just lost their election because of it. So this is going to be an all-out fight. I feel much better about it because we have an ally. We will have an ally in the Oval Office. And therefore, I'm confident if there is indeed legislation to set up the censors, in essence, the arbiters of what is and is not fake news, that's not an appropriate use of tax dollars, and it violates our free speech rights. I'm confident a President Trump will veto this nonsense.
Well, I know there's a lot of exciting things going on that we're not liberty to get into at this point. I've got some of my sources. I ran some stuff by you, and you concur with a lot of it. Obviously, you always downplay your role, but you've been a MVP as the internal WikiLeaks show from the White House and David Brock and Hillary to shut you down and ban you. They see you as the most valuable player out there. Obviously, other people on the other side know that as well. You could be getting more done as a free agent outside of the campaign. You've done that now, but I just want to say, folks, you're going to be very pleased with what's coming down the road. Some little birds have told me Trump is really, let's just say, playing these people for fools.
And I'm particularly optimistic, Alex, about his Supreme Court nominations. I think they are going to be very solid. And I think both conservatives and libertarians are going to be pleased. We are going to remake this court in a more conservative direction. And Trump is very, very focused on that challenge. And I know the kind of people he's looking at because he's already released one list during the campaign, although I don't think his choices are limited by any means to that list. So overall, you know, I'm planning on having a very Merry Christmas. This could be the greatest year for me in terms of my political experience. As much as I loved Ronald Reagan and as satisfying as it was to play a role in his victories, this is the sea change America needed. And this time we don't get co-opted.
That's why they're crapping their pants, because when the prosperity comes back in, they're not going to have anything to say. They wanted to break us and make us a bunch of kept slaves. That is going to have its back broken if America simply takes it in their hands. That's why the bullies have been flipping out. Roger, you're going to be hosting the fourth hour today. Look forward to some of the special guests you've got. People can find out more, obviously, at StoneColdTruth.com. But folks should tune in the fourth hour today. Thank you, Roger.
Joining me today, Alex, we've got rock icon Rick Derringer and Charles Ortel giving us...
Sounds good. Ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood being thrown to the four winds, broken into a thousand pieces. And the communist Chinese are swooping in with their big investment. Buy up the big six. Floundering production houses. And they came out 2 weeks ago. Just stunning, stunning, stunning. I first saw it in the Wall Street Journal. And then I told the crew that I do this during breaks. I go, hey, I forgot. I saw this morning where Wall Street Journal... Chinese government tells U.S. government and media to censor fake news and, quote, clean up the internet. And I didn't know it was in hundreds of publications. It was like some directive. So they come in with all like three or four different articles, like L.A. Times, Associated Press. And I go, no, no, no. I want the Wall Street Journal. And I go, oh, my God, it's all over the news the same day. Just totally controlled. I thought one article with the Chinese government that doesn't let its people vote and has mobile execution vans and total hell on earth I thought it was just the Wall Street Journal. It was all over the news that day. And then I started thinking, they just launched their whole fake news narrative. And there is fake news, you know, out there saying flying saucers landed in New York or Galapagos, you know, island saw a Loch Ness monster. But those are like joke sites and they're satire sites. And I noticed before the election, mainstream media went pure fake news where they had all these fake satire articles at the New Yorker magazine that I kept seeing where they didn't tell you that it was satire. They didn't say that it was satire. It would just have some horrible headline like Trump tells his constituents he hates their guts or Trump laughs at Fox News viewers. Then you'd read the article and you could tell it was satire and it was not true. And then you'd find the same writer had written three or four a day for months. And then the left passes these around like confirmation. See? See? And then they tell you about it, and you're like, what is going on here? We never put out fake news. Yes, it's crazy to say that. I'll never forget, I was on Coast to Coast AM. The guy's name was Ian Punnett. Good host. I haven't heard him in a while. I don't know what he's up to. And I guess he hadn't listened a lot, so George had been listening to me for years, so he knew if I was saying something, I might have my view on it or my spin on it, you could say, but it, I mean, it's there. And I was like, according to the Associated Press, they had to burn fields in Texas because live AIDS virus was being grown in the corn plants of the company Protegen, and that it was mutating into live virus. I mean, I was reading from the AP. It was like a two-year-old article. And Punnett goes, there's no way that's true, Alex. Whoa, 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 whoa. He goes to break, comes back, goes, I apologize, it's real. And I've told these stories hundreds of times, folks. I drove down the street to Conan's Pizza when I lived in South Austin to get a pizza because my wife wanted one. She was pregnant with our first child. And she wanted a deep dish Chicago pizza. So I go down there. And I was probably only on 20 radio, 30 radio stations at the time, maybe more. And I was on shortwave and the internet and stuff. We had a big show, but it wasn't ginormous. But this stuff just started happening. And so I'm in there, and I'm up there to get the pizza, and a guy pushes me in the back. And I turn around, and he goes, and he wasn't drunk. He goes, I used to like you, but you're a liar, claiming they got goats that are part spider that create body armor. And I don't know how I know how to instantly assess things, especially if I hadn't been drinking beer or anything. I notice it kind of takes the sixth sense away about a beer or two. That's why I've totally quit drinking. And I want to have it all the time. And I went, what, you went to UT and took biology? And he went, yeah, I did. 1973, I graduated. He was like 50-something years old. And he starts, puts his hand on my shoulder again. I'm like, dude, are you drunk? He's like, no, I don't like liars. You can't splice different species. And I went, man, it's on CBS News. They've got spider ghosts. He said, shut. And I said, hey, back off right now, buddy. You put your hands on me again, I'm going to kick your, you know what. I mean, that's how I am. And then he backed off, and I got my pizza and left. I was like, man, that guy was really mad because I freaked him out. Now, today, you're listening and go, yeah, they got cows that create human milk. They got goats that create armored, you know, spider web. They got, you know, monkeys that are part jellyfish that glow in the dark, and cats. You can buy cats in the U.S. for $10,000 that glow in the dark. You can go online. You can buy them. I know somebody's got one. You can watch TV shows about them. I told folks 20 years ago about glowing cats. You could buy them in Hong Kong then, and glowing monkeys. People said I was a nut. They had it in the paper that I was crazy and said that they had GMO glowing rhesus monkeys. Okay? Now, that's because a fraction of folks were on the web then. I was reading MIT Magazine and things. And so what I'm getting at here is they think you're stupid. They think you're dumb. And they think you haven't gone out and that you don't know about the Clinton death count, that, by the way, is in the hundreds. WorldNet Daily, to be safe, says 33, where it's just completely obvious. You know, arms and legs cut off. And then Fannie Malik says, you know, they're found in a trash dump, shot up. And the Arkansas Medical Examiner says that they died of self-inflicted wounds. You cannot cut your own arms and legs off and then put yourself in a trash can. I know in the Holy Grail, the guy's got his arms and legs cut off and is, you know, hopping around saying, I'm the knight that goes, You must give me a shrubbery. As soon as he goes, I'll give you a shrubbery. He goes, I want 20 shrubberies. I want trees. I want... It's just like pay the pirate once, you got to pay him off 100 times. But MSM is in a meltdown conniption fit, and they've never wanted to talk about me. I was always the Texan, the unnamed one, in press conferences for a decade. But they finally had to hit me with their big guns, broadcast TV. And I've been on Nightline, a bunch of broadcast shows, but I've been attacked in more broadcast TV the last week than 20 years before. ABC, CBS, NBC Nightly News, local affiliates, national affiliates, NPR, every few hours with just lies and twisted garbage, out of context info. You're looking now, after Donald Trump, at the most attacked person in America. And so again, I'm getting these calls, ring, 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 yesterday, today, you're on NPR, you're on the Nightly News, you're on CBS, how are you taking it, what's it like? I can't even keep track of it. And I'll go tune in, and it'll just be me yelling and screaming from 5 years ago about something, and then just cut to something someone else said, and they'll go, now let's bring on someone who is an insider of how these scammers work. And they bring on some guy with some admitted fake news site. Notice the EU is not banning the Onion. No, no, no. They're now announcing we're banned and trying to order internet service providers to do it. And when the word's pouring in, it's happening. It's going on. So are people concerned? Are people upset? I mean, I've got to tell you, it's bittersweet. I'm sad for my country that it's this corrupt. But at the same time, our audience is just exponentially exploding. And like I told you, we've gained, I don't want to exaggerate because I was trying to count them up, 30 affiliates the last month. We gained something like 25 the month before that. 15 or so the month before that, 10 the month before that. I mean, it's just we could never give above about 175. It's like 250 last time I checked. And some of these are big 50,000 waters in places like Los Angeles. I mean, people finally go, oh, I guess this guy really was right all along. I don't want to be patted on the back. I want to beat the globalists that want to make us poor, that want our guns, that say our kids belong to them, that say, it's a conspiracy theory. There's zero bad reactions to vaccines. It's on the inserts that it can kill you, not just bad reactions. And so I tuned in for 5 minutes, and they were saying he is as convincing as NPR or CNN. He can act however he wants. He's very charismatic. He's very dangerous. I'm paraphrasing. It's pretty much word for word. And they're like, I've never heard NPR. She's like, and go back to sleep, little children. Tuck yourselves in and slit your wrists. Satan loves you. Normally it's like that. World government's here, but it doesn't exist. Ah, yes. So like, he's really dangerous and everybody's listening to him and we got to shut him down. I mean, they were like, they were hysterical. And Roger Stone earlier crystallized the entire enchilada. He said, well, we know the UN started taking over the internet October 1st. We expected them to take 6 months, a year to start. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hillary had said, after I win, proving the alt-right's a fraud, she introduced it. We're going to shut down the fake news. That's 2 weeks before, naming me. They introduced the term. She loses. They go, move forward. We'll use EU authority. Just like when we wouldn't launch wars in Syria, Obama said, I have NATO and the EU for authority to Congress. That's world government. That's treason, folks. It's like saying you got a diploma, you know, in the mail from Timbuktu and you're a brain surgeon now because you paid $5 in the mail for it. Why the EU that's launching its own domestic army if you try to pull out of it? Like, oh, you want to leave? We're setting up an EU army that's going to now come in and be stationed at your former bases. Your troops are now under our command. Go to sleep. Imagine if Hitler just said to France, just stand down. I'm just going to take over. That kind of happened, but they had a little fake war. Now it's not even a fake war. It's like the EU army will be taking over your army in 2017. Follow orders. We're stationing troops for your security. And by the way, we're going to arrest anybody that criticizes open borders or the migrants, the invaders. We're going to come back and break all this down, but this is the multinational takeover, but it's not just the EU. The communist Chinese are in the news. That's their term. 20 years ago, censoring the web, they would say, we've arrested 1,000 people this week or more who were involved in fake news. I think we need to do a story. I remember seeing that headline. China arrested a financial writer for fake news. We have actually adopted the communist Chinese fake news censorship model. We knew Zuckerberg was meeting with them, but wow, wow.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
Ho, 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 this is Jet Watley from Riding with the Elephant. I'm on a new CD that just came out, maybe yesterday on Beatle Records. Ho, ho, ho again, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We'll be right back.
everybody tunes in to get fake news. No, people tune in to get over-the-horizon insight. I don't have the extra crew of five people to sit here and chronicle everything I say and do to then show you 6 months later that I'm dead on target. But the listeners remember. We wrote articles about it as well, et nauseum. I said when they pass Brexit, the EU is going to declare that it wasn't done constitutionally correctly, so you're still under it. They're going to terrorize you and threaten to cut off economic activity into your country. But they're already teetering on collapse because the globalists bring countries close to collapse to consolidate them so that if a sovereign nation ever breaks away, it can dictate to the larger system. That's why Trump is so effective. He knows that. But here it is. Out of Reuters, I told you hundreds of times they would announce that this referendum was not legally binding because other countries have voted before to leave and they don't let them. And now they say they have an EU army that is going to come in, and the mayor says he's going to stand with that army of London. And the police under his command say they will ignore the parliament and they will do as they want. It's not a foreign takeover. No. The UN taking over the internet. No. The EU saying censor the US internet. No. No. There's no world government. And you've got people calling me that I know that have liberal family members going, how's Alex taking it? What's it like? It must be hell to be attacked by NPR and CBS News, to be attacked by CNN. This is wonderful. You know, like if I was an American in World War II and the Axis powers were saying I was a bad guy. You don't get it. A minority listens to you of really cult-like, stupid, unaware, alone people. See, my identity is based in what I stand for and who I am. I am so proud right now. This is making us bigger than ever and so great in history. To be lied about by scum. This is honors I don't deserve. I'm not an egomaniac. I don't get into power. I'm not a narcissist. But let me tell you, I'm feeling real good right now. Fighting evil, having an effect, standing against them, being right, saying, I'm going to repeat what I said over 100 times conservatively. Thousands of articles total with all my hosts, all of us, have talked about thousands of times. They're going to say it's not binding. They're going to say it's overturned. The government's going to try to ignore the will of the people. And that'll only piss the public off more that they're under an EU dictatorship they never voted to enter. Did you ever vote to enter the EU? No, no, no. Did you vote to enter the TPP? No, no, no. Did you vote to enter the WTO? No, no, no. You sign a steel deal in the 50s, and suddenly you got EU troops in your backyard. Ladies and gentlemen, Reuters. Brexit referendum not legally binding, UK Supreme Court told. That's right. That's right. And they told us that superdelegates would choose who would win, that Trump couldn't win. But we said, no, no, no. Now, I predict it'll take the UK 10 years to get out of the EU, and the EU won't officially admit its collapse for another decade. Now, that's a conservative number. It may happen sooner. But not before they don't try to start a war to keep it unified. They've said, I've read books by German chancellors and British prime ministers like Tony Blair and like Helmut Schmidt and Helmut Kohl. Oh, I'm a fake news guy. I can list all these leaders. When the average NPR person couldn't list their mommy, they've got to have a German specialist on to even list chancellors. Or don't even know what party Merkel is on. They spend all day writing some one-minute report to sound smart and have some sycophant, liberal, trendy lisp of a fake intellectual. I told you they would do this, but I told you it would be victory. Because now watch what happens. Farage is going to come back. Before I had dinner with Farage, I knew he was stepping down from UKIP to, quote, give the government a chance to let them not even challenge their power. Conservative Party and everybody, we won't overthrow you. We're on the verge of doing it. Just do the right thing, and we will stand down. And I had dinner with Farage, and he said, Alex, they're already terrorizing the country. They're already trying to kill the economy. People are bucking it. Brits are standing up. But he said, it's rough, the threats, the death threats. I can talk about that. He's talking about publicly the stuff they've done to his family. They tried to kill him repeatedly, plane crash, car crash, you name it. And he said, but I'm going to go back in when they betray us. He goes, I know they are. I had to do the right thing. No one gave him a chance. He's even told, you're dead. You come back. So he's now stepping up. They're going to kill him. They told him. Very high-level folks say, you're dead. So you talk about a hero. That's it. This is the war we fight, folks. And it's just begun, but we're winning because we've got right on our side. Stay with us.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Before America can be great again, it must be independent and free.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are now 43 standard days out from the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States. This is a real fight. Donald Trump's for real. He is attempting to right the ship. The globalists have been dismantling the country. There was a foreign multinational corporate infiltration to the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment starting in the 20s and 30s. It came out in the Church Committee hearings in the 70s. Anybody can go read years of hearings. Hearings went on for several years, almost 3 years. And it's all there from the secret congressional archives where Congress agreed to this in executive session in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And it's down to every level. Now you would have heard this thousands of times from me if you've been listening, as some folks have 20 years. Thousands of times. Because I read it in the Carnegie and Ford Foundation documents that came out in different congressional hearings and in Anthony Sutton's books, four of which I read. I think he wrote like eight. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Sutton was the chief archivist of Congress. This is from the World Economic Forum. That's the Public Bilderberg Group meeting sponsored by the UN in Davos. And what does it say? What does it say? I'm going to cover this coming up in the next hour and take your calls. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy. And life has never been better. It describes a THX-1138 reality. Now, where did THX-1138, a college film remade with Robert Duvall years later by George Lucas? Lucas talked about it. It's based on Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. What is Aldous Huxley's 1932 masterpiece based on? Well, he gave a speech right before he died in, what was it, 62, at Berkeley, where he admitted that this is an actual plan for you and your family. Now, how does the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and NPR respond? These are people that are having this done to them. They're not part of the ruling elite. And they don't have the basic instinct to stand up for their own species. This is so sick. Now, I reverse engineered the entire thing. And by the way, reverse engineering, it's like finding the entire owner's manual and the engineering manual and the schematics and blueprints. I mean, in detail, they list in studies everything they do by the 1870s. And then they just augment it and update it as they go. And I'll be honest, when I first learned about all this like 20 years ago, I kind of halfway knew about it before that. I obsessed on it, and the first 5 years on air, I probably read more on it than I've read since. I mean, I've read a lot on it, probably more than anybody but these people. And that's why I don't care what the media says about me. I mean, I know I'm right, man. I know IBM engineered the whole Holocaust and had the stupid computers with the numbers and planned to have it in the U.S., and I know all about Thomas Watson and everything. I mean, I know all about it. I've read two of Henry Ford's books. I've read the letters from Thomas Watson. I'm the type of weirdo that goes to the National Archives online and, you know, reads 100-plus George Washington letters, and your wife walks in at 3 a.m. and goes, "What are you doing?" And the rest of the story is you just pissed in the trash can because you were too lazy to get up and stop reading the letters. Okay, I just told you the whole story, see? That's how engrossed I got in this stuff, okay? I'm sure they'll run with that. Because I care, man. I care about people. You start reading how they're going to break up your families. You start reading how they're going to take everything we've got and how they want to wreck our humanity in a power trip and literally take our spark of ingenuity away. Truth is, I've been on a coast-to-coast interview and couldn't get up. And I was sitting there reading this stuff. That's a funny story. But the point is that that's how dedicated I get to this stuff. Not anymore, but because I just almost can't read it anymore. I just can't even look at it anymore. I already know what they're doing. I know their whole plan. I've read hundreds of their books, hundreds and hundreds of their white papers, listened to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of their interviews, and I know them better than they do. Most of these elites are just lazy, and they just wander around from mansion to mansion and helicopter pad to helicopter pad and mistress to mistress and pedophile sex party to pedophile sex party. They just wander around. Historically, elites are always raping kids. That's history. And our government's been caught, and other governments have been caught, and it's rampant. And then they just say, "Oh, look, this one pizza place they focused on. There's no pedophilia in the world, and Alex Jones wants people to die." No, you're covering up for the pedophile networks, and you know it. Shame on you. Shame on you. I don't know what to say at this point. I mean, it's just, look, what I told you is the truth. Of course the Clintons killed a bunch of people. NPR, it's crazy. He says the Clintons killed people. They just show some clip of how I talked about how they would have people killed. Shot, stabbed, arms, legs cut off, tortured. I've interviewed the family members. I've had the victims on who were tortured. I've interviewed the police captains who had their former partners tortured to death and killed. I've had the Don Brownings on. I've had the cop that killed his mother on. They're so dumb. The FBI and ATF emails got released in lawsuits by family members. And it's the FBI agents and German intelligence officers at the hotel and the planning and the witnesses and all of it just of Oklahoma City. And that's just one little case. And I know basically 100 shows of information on that alone. And all the cops and people they killed. And the Justice Department emails by then Deputy Attorney General. This is our D-Day. We got to get down there and cover this up now. Cover up what? That your bombs didn't go off inside the building? The cops showed up, said, what's this? What's this? You keep your mouth shut or you're dead. Head of the canine unit goes, excuse me? Then 2 weeks later, they come in the office. You like your wife and kids? Keep your mouth shut. Problem is, Don Browning was a Marine in Vietnam and a combat vet, highly decorated, and saw his fellow officers tortured and killed. So he went public on this show and named the names of the FBI agents that threatened to kill him and his wife. Shove that up your you-know-what, NPR. You think this is all a joke? Because you sit up there in your little Candyland offices spewing out government propaganda because it's safe and fun to be patted on the head, and you've got your whole fake liberal ideology that tells you you're a great person, everybody else is a racist and evil and bad. Where were you for Cop of the Year Terrence Yakey, who wouldn't shut up about the bombs in the building, who was there with Don Browning, who they tortured to death for hours before they blew his head off, and then threatened his family to keep their fat mouth shut? Where were you, investigative journalist, talking to Jane Graham on the ninth floor of the HUD building, who saw and identified the men planting the bombs the day before? Where are you? Let's just, Alex Jones says Oklahoma City was an inside job. I remember he even says the Reichstag was. It's been admitted now that the Nazis firebombed their own Capitol building February 27th, 1933, to bring in martial law. It's been declassified that Operation Himmler launched false flag attacks all over Germany to blame it on Poland. They have all these national shows. Alex Jones claims the Nazi staged events. They claim our government did. It's like all declassified. Operation Northwoods, you name it. But what's weird is they'll report it sometimes, but when I say it, it's not true. If PBS has a whole special, and I was sitting there watching Frontline one time in a hotel room, strangely enough, I was at a JFK anniversary meeting, and I was a speaker. So it's before I go give the speech. It's like 6 o'clock at night, and Frontline's on, and it's about the Kennedys, and they had just declassified that Bobby Kennedy wanted to blow up the U.S. Embassy in Honduras, be able to invade Honduras, because communists were taking over, and I could get his good cause, but I'm not saying do it. And JFK said, no, little brother, we're not going to, he was attorney general then, we're not going to blow up the embassy. The point is even the Kennedys were looking at false flags. And then they just say, this crazy guy, fake news, he claims none of it exists. So if you go to Infowars.com, now we need to add a link at the top, as I've said, a defend free speech link, because a lot of folks have already been to the site today, so it only does it once as a pop-up. We need it to be a pop-up every time. We're just fine-tuning this every time people go to the site. I've never done pop-ups, but it's a defense of free speech. We're doing it. Let's put it on the article pages, too. They can X out of it if they don't want to and go to the page. I told everybody this, it didn't happen. I want full maximum push. And it says, click here if you want to get updates about attacks on free speech. But click here if you want your name and information signed or no info. You just want to give a statement to this, and we're going to send a wheelbarrow of them or more to Donald Trump. Believe me, he's interested in them. Imagine that stunt, us rolling that into Trump Tower in the media. People saying don't censor. And then we're going to send it to Congress. And that's how we have an effect. Infowars.com. You go there to the main site. It pops up. You can put your email in. Boom. I'm going to get to the fake news article by Paul Watson here in a minute. But I've not plugged yet today because I've been so busy. And that's how we fund this operation. Now, this was an idea because they're similar bestsellers, but they don't have this ozonation to olive oil, organic concentrated skin moisture conditioners. And the evidence shows, we talked to a lot of the ladies in the building, they agree, that concentrated, purified, organic olive oil is the way to go, especially with oxygen in it, ozonated. And this would be our fastest selling product ever. We just got such a limited supply last time. It sold out in 4 days. And it took us 6 months to get more of it in. Now, this is a bigger order, so it might last a few weeks. I asked, why don't we order more? But I can't keep track of everything. We've got a great crew. It's just a lot of stuff going on here. It's back, ladies and gentlemen. It's powerful. And your purchase supports the broadcast. Extremely limited run of ozonated olive oil skin cream now back in stock. We have just received a new extremely limited run of our InfoWars Live ozonated olive oil skin cream after being sold out for 6 months. Just one batch of our exclusive ozonated olive oil skin cream takes 3 to 6 months to create in our U.S. certified labs. That's what the process takes a long time. With the highest saturation of ozone and oxygen ever developed in a skin cream, this is the Rolls-Royce formula for healthy skin. I'm using this all the time now during winter to moisturize my skin. Boy, I have dry skin in the winter, especially on my face. This doesn't make me break out like others do because the oxygen keeps the bacteria out. This is our fastest-selling formula ever for InfoWars Live, and there is no question we'll be sold out very soon. Visit InfoWarsLive.com to secure your ozonated olive oil skin cream before we sell out this extremely limited run. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, we're going to put banners up on InfoWarsStore.com, up on InfoWars.com, we're going to put a tab up there, defend free speech or stop the UN takeover of the web. Because, I mean, who could believe that we built the Internet, designed it, set it up, kept it open and free. The Chinese, everybody want to shut it down. Now they're advising our government. And now we're to the point that they're trying to shut down InfoWars and Breitbart and everybody else. And it's happening in Europe. And Apple's kicking us off and everything else. I mean, it's happening. And they're testing. To see if Trump knows, to see if Trump says anything. Last week, let's kick Trump off Twitter. Yeah, let's do it. That was the Washington Post, and they're going ahead with it. They're looking at ways to do it. The president of the U.S. telling his detractors that they're scum. They're calling him a racist and every other name. But, oh, that's okay when they do. His speech, though. See, they can't prove fake news in any of their stupid courts. I say stupid. The courts still operate in many cases under the First Amendment. It's still operating. It's still there. They want to get rid of it. We also have a mega special right now on DNA 4, 25% off. That is our flagship product with the BioPQQ, CoQ10, and the true organic forms of it. The Liberty Movement, again, is under attack. We need your support. We have a Lost Leader special. Get InfoWars Trump is My President shirt. Only left in a few sizes. It's limited edition, and then it's gone. Red shirt says Trump's My President on the arm, InfoWars.com. On the back, it says Legalize Freedom, InfoWars.com. We have the new Hillary for President 2017 shirt because on the back it has George Soros the Goblin. It says, Deport Soros, InfoWars established 1996. I've been on the air since 95. If you want to know the lore and politically involved since about 1992, but there you go. I guess before that, was in high school, I worked for the Buchanan campaign, his first big run. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Thank you all for your support. You make it all possible. And we have other great sponsors, not just the products that we sell. Please support our local affiliates. Become a sponsor. Tell the sponsors thank you. Send them $100, $50, whatever. We're in a war. They're trying to shut down talk radio. They're trying to shut us down. Where's your Second Amendment if they're able to do this? Here's the good news. They miscalculated. I give it a 90% chance it's going to blow up in their face unless they start a huge war or set off nukes or something. And even that's not going to work because the military's so awake. I mean, we've got a true criminal enterprise corner. That's why the true fake news is panicking. But as I said, if you go to InfoWars.com, I'm going to put it on PrisonPlanet.com too. Let's put it on all our platforms. Let's put links on Facebook and Twitter and tweet out the subpage URL for folks. Let's get a maximum push. And listeners, help us do this. I've got such a limited crew, it's hard for us to even put the petition up in a few spots on the site. But we're going to push it as hard as we can, but you really decide. And then that's an army of folks that want to be specifically contacted with news updates, alerts about what's happened to your First Amendment, not just your Second. We send you to Gun Owners of America for their instant alerts and say, sign up there. Become a member there. But, you know, and that costs $5 or whatever. I think you should pay it because they keep the NRA honest. And Ted Nugent, a board member, has pointed that out. It's the conscience of the NRA. It really brought them back from doing some really bad compromises. That's another thing. As General Boykin has said, as General Flynn has said, and others have said, don't compromise with an enemy media run by offshore banks. Stop caring what they say. Stop caring about their lies. And that's more and more happening. But again, people that are in the bubble, still under its trance. They just, oh my gosh, you were in the newspaper. Oh my gosh, Trump talked about you. Hillary did. What's it like? Like you're elevated to some new cloud existence and it's just suddenly you're magical. Donald Trump puts his pants on one leg at a time. So does Hillary. So does Obama. Folks, I've been at the biggest Hollywood parties. I've seen stuff behind the scenes politically that nobody else has seen except for a very tight group of people. There's nothing else there. That's why they want to keep you poor and disenfranchised so you're always desperate thinking you're not fulfilled. If you can go to a park and look at the stars in the sky or have a camera and take photos and paint and have healthy kids, it doesn't matter if you're living in a trailer or in a palace. Quite frankly, even a nice house is always breaking and has problems. The simple life's the way to go. But they want to take everything from you, make you desperate, and then give you a forced austere life where you can't even pay your own bills, so you have to submit to them. The answer is independence. It's not that things are bad. It's that you can't make it your God. It's a balance. But they're selling tyranny as austerity and saying it's good to be poor, but they're going to be rich. And coming up, welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. I'm covering that in the next hour. This is the UN. This is Davos saying, get ready. We're going to take everything from you and even lock you up in 200-square-foot coffins every night for your safety. Oh, yeah, they're going to lock you up in your coffin every night.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I had been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now, I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In panic mode, the corporate media, the state-run media, the deception media, the fake media, is now dubbing everything they don't agree with fake and evil and saying they'll ban it, including Donald Trump's Twitter. And they have self-proclaimed hack journalist calls on social media. In fact, can you guys grab the video from this? I forgot to tell you to do that. self-proclaimed hack journalist calls on social media to censor fake news. He's the guy that got caught in the different emails, Glenn Thrusher, saying, listen, I'll say anything you want. I'll lie. I'll make stuff up. I'm a hack. I'm a fraud. He said, I'm a hack. I'll do whatever you say. Just tell me what to do. Yeah, we know you're a mercenary, bro. And then they have you on MSNBC with its tiny audience of average 100,000 people. Because no one with a choice would listen to you. Now, NPR, though, has tens of millions a day listening because it's state-run. It's taken over the FM dial, the lower end. It force feeds, and it's what liberals listen to in their cars. It's what, I mean, it's big. Not as big as it used to be, but it's big. It's as big as InfoWars domestically. And it is bad news, and it is in a lie fest that is legend. And they would never do this before, but they think, well, you know, the people will go to him, but you know what? We've got to inoculate against him psychologically because they're already going to him. We've got to tell people he's fake. So when they hear it, they don't listen. They are panicked on these shows. I love it. I've never heard anything like it. And the lying, the fake news spewing is just delicious. Having people on from weird websites that aren't even Patriot and then admitting they put out fake news and then connecting it to me. Wow, that is awesome. That you have totally blown your feet off. You have so discredited yourselves. You've gone to the next level. Did it work on Trump lying about him? Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the deception and the lies. Because you were lying before, but now it's so outrageous. Maybe your audience of trendies will figure out that you're there to suppress them and keep them in a trance. Now, we start the next hour. I'm getting into it. Again, the petition's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to add a link to it in Paul Joseph Watson's article right now. And when you go to the main page, it pops up. I'm going to put it on the subpages. And this is to get news alerts, you name it. But I want to have hundreds of thousands of these next week to then print off and then have a reporter, maybe even myself, deliver it to Trump Tower. And deliver it to Donald Trump. And then I'm also going to have copies delivered to Congress. And again, it's about the media stunt. That, oh, look, all these people want open, independent, free press and believe the First Amendment and believe if something's fake news, it has to be adjudicated by a court of law on a case-by-case basis for libel, slander, or defamation, or fake news is judged in the court of public opinion by how accurate it is. So to have the mainstream media that's been caught totally lying in organized crime, basically, and racketeering with the government to lie to the people, say shut down the press is an unprecedented threat to free speech. It breaks it all down. It's a powerful, short presentation. They claim we're Russian agents. I mean, talk about fake news. They're the ones spewing the fake polls, and Trump's going to lose, on and on and on. Get this petition out today. And copy the text. Post it to your own website. Send people to it. This is about you, the audience, that has the real power to take action. Now, again, when we come back, I have a few clips I want to play. In the next segment, I'm going to just read Paul Watson's article, Paul Watson, Alex Jones' article, that goes over all of this because it details it. The ultimate fake news list, InfoWars.com. The ultimate fake news list. And I think we should put it on Facebook and say, real fake news list released, not a hoax. Because this is the real fake news. I mean, these are proven liars. This is how we counter them. We're not calling for their censorship. We want folks to know that here are the WikiLeaks emails where they are hired to lie to you. Where they say they want to hurt you and your family. They say they want to make you poor, make you desperate, in the dark, starving. And that they say that.